Well, here we go again.
Once upon a time in our rewritten history, 13 bloodlines rose to power wickedly. They came from ancient lands with depravity and vices, like usury and rape and ritual sacrifices. They worshipped evil gods, but they kept the secrets hidden as they infiltrated and hijacked other religions. They conquered other countries and they printed all the money while they plotted on a plan for the control of everybody. And here we are now, still on the same path, with the devil in the details. You could do the math. Only God's got the map with the one road back on the human race track. We passed the last lap. With your pedo pedophiles and Illuminati puppets operating in the shadows like roaches evading justice, subliminally teaching the wicked ways to the public, whether we knew it or not. Now we're all a product of it. See, they desecrated nature and set fire to the wilderness, filled us with their poison and they wired us for sinfulness. Stole our ancient knowledge and left us broken and ignorant, then stole our sons and daughters and fed on the stolen innocence. They groomed our behavior and turned us on our neighbors, took away our promise and offered us false saviors. But something's gotta give when you rule by the takers, and in the end, us and them will meet the same maker. So I dedicate the song to those who lost their life and paid the price to tell the truth for what they thought was right. Those who up against the odds answered for the call to fight, and now it's time that the fucking darkness is brought to light. Don't get distracted. It's time to load this chamber and aim at the head of the monster now. So go and grab a slice of Pizzagate. John Podesta's here to serve you, eat your plate. Tony's pouring fresh adrenochrome you really need to taste. And Barack bought the hot dogs for over 60K in just a single day, that's what our taxes went to pay. Careful though, he'll take you paddleboarding if you tell his secrets. And stay away from his husband, she's meaner than he is. And Bill Gates is over there with a syringe and gloves, cause he likes to vaccinate the kids before he drinks their blood. And who's that chewing on a pineal gland? Oh, that's just Hillary with all that frazzle drip on her hands.
That's red-handed.
And there's Bill with jizz on his pants. Galena wiped the stains when her plane from Israel lands. So someone grab the spirit cooker if you looking for the gravy. Abramovich, who is not a witch.
Well, maybe.
And Gaga, don't drink the goo-goo from little babies. That's crazy, she's honestly a really nice lady. And look, it's Kevin Spacey right off the set of a movie. He shot in his basement with a child and George Clooney. Weinstein funded it, Spielberg directed it, and Bono made the music and sang at a kid's benefit. And George H.W. Bush is pulling the car up with every man in his family, even Barbara. Ellen's on the way from Diddy's house with Sean Carter, cause here at Comet Ping Pong, the club is what you're part of. Oprah's on the way, but she'll be late, she's stuck in human traffic. We'll just have to film the sacrifice and show it to her after. Go and throw it on a Lacy drive, but don't be losing that shit.
Where's Anthony Weiner's computer? I thought that Huma had it.
Just relax, take a nap with that guy in the Biden mask. Even if they catch us, we'll be fine, just give it time to pass. Jeffrey's got a back, this shit is under control, cause he reports directly to the people running the show. Well, gee, who could that be? What a mystery. Even with the evidence, there's not a single hint to see. And these conspiracies have been mistaken all along, so I guess we'll never know just what is really going on. But before you call it anti-Semitism, try to listen and think how I said those families infiltrated religions. At the head of every snake is a servant of Satanism. Shit, the Vatican been human trafficking since the beginning. But one little country has become their seat of power, where they plot on pandemics and wars and twin towers. Babylonian Talmudism has been their recipe, and they've been sacrificing the fucking children for centuries. And they don't give a fuck about us, we're just goy, cattle, subhuman, only here to be destroyed and extorted and abused and ruled over with lies. But don't forget, guys, they're our greatest allies. Oh man, this song is gonna get me in some fucking trouble. That Khazarian Mafia's watching you with the fallen angels and Nephilim. It's time to rid society's closet of all the skeletons. So let me just be crystal fucking clear and set a precedent. If Trump is proven part of it, then burn him with the rest of them. Anyone taking cookies out of Epstein's jar, every Rachel Chandler handler in Epstein's car. And if he's really still alive, his judgment'll come when he's mano-a-mano with God. That's an Epstein bar. We gotta break the mind control of these secret societies that kept us locked in our perception. Then they threw away the keys, making sure we never leave. And that everyone we see are incriminated, guilty celebrities on the screens who've been living double lives in the company of snakes, with the fucking balls to laugh at it right in front of our face. And it's hard when we grew up to love a lot of these stars, but it's time we see the monsters for exactly who they
Ayari. Yeah. Fully cut ties with the idols of our youth. Cause our childhood heroes have been hiding from the truth. But the reckoning is coming, ain't no running from the proof. So give every sick fuck at the pizzeria a noose. At the raw white parties, show up in black. Pulling up the eyes wide shut in a ski mask. Kerosene in hand while I'm flicking a lit match. Burn it all down till it's nothing but ash. Raw thoughts. Now it's feeling like the whole world's cursed. The devil lurks while he ushers in this hell on earth. And a one world government's looming out in the distance. A new world order is coming for the resistance. While all we do is bicker till it's ripping us apart. As the globalists controlling us and stripping us for parts. While they reset the score on the brink of world war. As I look around, I don't recognize it anymore. Feel a wheeze from the geoengineering on the breeze. While they blocking out the sky right in front of us to see. Fucking with us with the frequencies of 5G. Interacting with the graphene from the vaccines. And the food that we eat is poisoned down to the seeds, hard to even call it food when Pfizer's making the cheese. While the algorithm focused us on how we disagree, they've been building us a prison with digital IDs. So this ain't an act of violence, it's an act of defiance. It's a fucking middle finger to these pedophile tyrants. A reminder to the rebels who won't give them their compliance. When the pressure's on, never getting threatened into silence. And still hit the field while the home team's losing. Keep a cool head through the cries and confusion. Keep an open mind through the lies and illusions. And try to be a good human. So one last time, this the finale, put it to bed. Because after this, there won't be nothing left to be said. And I hope that after all of this, at least I made you think. That was always my intention for sharing what's in my head. It was never about division, I just needed y'all to listen. And wake the fuck up from this nightmare that we live in. So hate or love it if I got you to question the system. With all these raw thoughts, then I accomplished the mission. And the thoughts were my own. In a world where the loudest opposition is controlled. I don't claim to have the answer, really all I've ever known. Is I gotta speak on it if I feel it in my bones. I've been right about a lot of things, wrong about some others. Shadow banned and demonized, still I never stuttered. Cause from the very start, I just said what's in my heart. So one last time, raw thoughts, motherfucker.